Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Anne Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. We continue to dive into the rich legacy of our Catholic schools this morning, and our schools have impacted generations of families, thousands of students, and affected the life of the school, the parish, and community. And before we get started, I want to give a big thanks to our generous sponsors of our program, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning we are featuring St. Wendelin Catholic School, which is located up in Butler. So I'm from the south, southern Allegheny County, and south meets the north today. So I want to thank everybody for traveling in studio this morning. We have Carly Filgus and Gwen Dickey will be with us for the first segment, and then Brenda Wolf will be on for the second segment. So Carly and Gwen, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Carly, will you introduce yourself to our listeners here this morning, your background?
Yes, my name is Carly. I started working at St. Wendelin School last year as the front office secretary. This was a new experience for myself, as in my past life, I like to say I was a social worker in a prison, and now here I am in a school. I love working in the school. I love being around people who actually want to be at work. The atmosphere, kids in and out of my office all day long, down the hallways, is amazing. I love hearing their stories that they tell me, which is amazing. Different than the stories I hear from prison, obviously, but I do love it so much. So originally, I was hired as the secretary. This past year, I took on the role of the social media and marketing coordinator. Mm. So my personal goal is to make people want to come to the school. I want them to see how much fun we're having, because we truly are having fun. And I want them to come see us and see what we do. And I like making the teachers look like real people and humans, and not just teachers behind a wall in front of a chalkboard. So I try to really incorporate that fun social media that's been going around.
That's awesome. So you went from a social worker to the office secretary.
Yes.
And I've been a pastor for, I'm 23 years as a priest, and most of my assignments I had schools, and I know the secretary really runs the school. It's constant chaos. The doorbells are constantly ringing. Kids are coming in. You need Band-Aids. You need Kleenexes, directing the traffic.
Yep.
Constant chaos.
Constant.
But it's the heartbeat of the school, being there as a school secretary.
Thanks.
And now being the PR marketer, social media, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking a little bit more about St. Wendelin, how special it is, because it is the oldest Catholic school. Diocese of Pittsburgh. So I look forward to hearing more about that. Gwen Dickey, welcome this morning. Tell our listeners a little introduction about yourself.
Okay. I am Gwen Dickey. I am a parent for two children that attend St. Wendelin School. I'm also a part of the PTG at our school, which we take care of a lot of the fundraising, just trying to earn any kind of money that we can possible for our school. And we'll kind of get more into that here later today also. I have my two children are in first and second grade. They started in preschool and continued to stay to where we are now. So yeah, it's just
a wonderful school. I've driven past there, and it's right in the middle of Butler County, so your location is really prime. And I want to go a little bit background about it before we go into some of the questions. It's the oldest Catholic school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and it's dating back to the 1840s. And 180 years ago, the first residents, the Catholic settlers from southern Germany, they bought land to build a chapel and a school, and then it just kind of grew. So, Carly, tell us a little bit about the history of St. Wendelin, and what motivates you most about working in the oldest Catholic elementary school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Isn't that so cool?
That's awesome.
I get to say I work in the oldest school?
Yeah.
So St. Wendelin School was built in 1845, like we said, making us the oldest Catholic school in the Pittsburgh Diocese. The church itself was established in 1912, and the convent was built in 1927. The main school building has been expanded since it was established to keep up with enrollment and continuing the school. Students and parishioners did the expansion, which I think is very neat. Like, the parishioners built the church and the buildings and all those things, that continues today. Students would carry bricks during their recess times to add onto the building, and still to this day, alumni as well as parishioners, including the Knights of Columbus, volunteer their time and monies to improve all the buildings, the school, the church, the grounds, the insides, the outsides. They make it beautiful. About 10 years ago, the basement of the school was concrete, and they came in and updated it to this very nice tile floor that we have today, and it's beautiful. And the funding from that was from an alumni's family who had passed away. So still, many generations later, and I think this is just an example of how St. Wendelin's School is a family that was built together literally from the ground up. Generations have put stones in this building, and their grandchildren and their children have attended this school. And this is what sets St. Wendelin's School apart from others. The community service and love of the Catholic education in this community will connect the school and the parish forever.
Sounds like going back in time, like Little House on the Prairie.
Exactly.
You know, like building it and then having the farmers, most of the people there were farmers mm-hmm. and immigrants from Germany, and to literally build a school from the ground up, and then the church, and then generations after generations. Mm-hmm. That's really neat. And I'm a city boy. I grew up in the city here in Pittsburgh, but driving out to the countryside and it just being out in the quietness, it just something special about that. And St. Wendelin is a very beautiful, special mm-hmm. place. I want to bring in Gwen. She is a PTG officer and parent. Tell us your experience being a family, having your children there, and you being heavily involved as a volunteer.
Our experience has been amazing. When we first started, whenever the pandemic had just started. So it was really tough trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do, who we felt that we could trust, and we felt safe with having our children and where they went. So Mrs. Baldoff, Stephanie Baldoff, is a teacher at the school, and at that time she was the preschool teacher. And we felt good with her being as a teacher, and we knew her personally, that we had that trust of someone that would keep our children safe, would let us know anything that would be happening, the ins and outs, everything with our children. And that's when we started preschool. And now Mrs. Baldoff is the first grade teacher at the school. So she continues. And she also was an alumni at the school also, which is really neat because, you know, there's so many generations that have gone through the school. But with that, the education has been amazing. I can look at the scores with my children and where they are statistically, and they are above the average of any students within the same age as them. And that says a lot for the school. And we have stayed. We honestly originally had thought to just do preschool, and then we were going to have them go into public school. But we fell in love with the school. We love the program. We love everything that they are doing there. And we really do feel that they are more like family now to us than just a school. The parents are very good. Other students, it's more like the students are like siblings to each other with how they take care of each other and how they'll boost each other up and take care of each other with things. So it means a lot to us as our family, you know, goes through the school. It is definitely a faith-filled education.
And Gwen, you being a parent and seeing your kids firsthand get a good quality Catholic education and the test scores, and Butler County has wonderful public school systems and a lot of other private and charter schools too in that area. So there's plenty of options for people to get, and making that investment and mm-hmm. making that sacrifice to go to St. Wendelin Catholic School, it's like apples to oranges. You can't put a price tag on the quality and the returns that you're receiving with the kids getting a good quality education.
Yes, you can definitely. It's well worth.
Well worth it. Yeah,
it's well worth it.
And then just to see the families coming together, people mm-hmm. working together, and the traditions. And Carly, I want to bring in with you for the last minute before we take a break. So as you hear the families such as Gwen making these choices, what would you suggest for people shopping around looking for a good quality Catholic education in Butler County? What would you suggest?
I would suggest to visit us. Come visit us. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook, our Instagram. Give us a call. Ask anyone who goes to the school. Anyone in Butler County is probably an alumni or has known an alumni. So just ask. We get our name out there. Give us a call and we'll give you a tour. I'll give you a tour.
Come take a tour and show you.
And we have the best principal ever. She's the greatest. She breathes life into the school every day.
A lot of love there. Mm-hmm. And the families. And it's a family. It's a family. Absolutely. Nucleus and a wonderful quality Catholic education. Everyone comes together and literally build brick by brick from the ground up. So, well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, and this special episode of Catholic Education Plus is dedicated to one of our legacy schools in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, St. Gwendolyn Catholic School in Butler County. It's the oldest Catholic school in our diocese and has a rich legacy for over 180 years. And before we dive in, I want to thank our generous sponsor, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. We always say a Catholic education is life-changing and transforming. In our first segment, we talked about the roles that Carly has, as the office secretary, and then now the PR marketing and social media, and Gwen as a parent in the PTG. I want to bring in Brenda Wolf now. Brenda is an alumni of St. Gwendolyn's, a past teacher, and she also was recently named the Alumni of the Year. Wow, I'm in some good company here. And so I want to bring in Brenda. Brenda, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Thanks. And congratulations on, the Alumni of the Year. Is this kind of like winning the Super Bowl trophy?
It is.
NFL?
Beautiful. Blue sweatshirt. And mine's the first one that has two sets of dates, when I attended and when I taught there.
Wow. So we talked in the first segment, Carly and Gwen talked about the parishioners coming from Germany and literally building the school, building the church, and you walked those halls, you taught in those halls, and now you're Alumni of the Year. Tell us your background and your experience at St. Gwendolyn's.
As a kid, I was very disappointed that I didn't get to start going to school at St. Gwendolyn's because it was before the public school buses would take the kids to school, and my folks only had one car, and Daddy had to take it to work. So I didn't get to go to St. Gwendolyn's till I was in the fourth grade, and I was so excited to be there.
Fourth grade, and then you graduated there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they stopped having seventh and eighth grade when I should have been in seventh grade. So then I had to go to St. Peter's and then Butler Catholic, and that part made me sad. Mm. But when I came back to teach there, we started 7th and 8th grade again, so I still got to do 7th and 8th grade at St. Gwendolyn's.
And then how long did you teach there?
Oh, about 15 years at St. Gwendolyn's, okay. Yeah.
And then being the Alumni of the Year, what is that? What qualifies that?
Well, we started this fund called the Mueller Fund to try to raise money for the little extra things because our PTG is always so overworked trying to finance just keeping the school open. And the Mueller Fund was to do the extra things. And I was teaching there when that fund was started. And then that's when we started the reverse raffle fund. And we wanted to recognize, Carly was talking about all the alumni who put the floors down, who remodeled the classrooms and put walls up. And this was a way of giving back and recognizing the many, many people in the parish who support our school.
That is great. I want to bring Carly back in from the first segment. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the support scholarship funds that are available for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have many tuition assistance programs available, from the diocese tuition assistance to EITC, and we have the STAR program, which is an anonymous donor, and this program was put into place to keep Catholic education affordable for everyone. A donor wants to keep everyone in Catholic school and doesn't want a financial issue to be a burden of this, so he helps take it back a little bit for people, and it's very nice. And all he wants people to do is community service, give back.
Wonderful.
It's amazing.
And I always tell people, don't look at the sticker price. It's kind of like buying a car. Go window shopping. You know, you kind of test drive it, and then you look at the sticker price. But then there's always going to be incentives, your trade-in value in a car. And then when shopping, so to speak, for a Catholic education, you go take a tour.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they have open houses and you can sit in on the classes. And then don't look at the sticker shock, so to speak. There are definitely scholarship opportunities.
Yeah, chat with us. We'll help you.
Opportunities. So you never want to turn away people. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Brenda, what are any special projects that you're working on for this year?
Well, we'll have our reverse raffle the last week of Catholic Schools Week. It's either the end of January or the beginning of February. And that's the biggest fundraiser for the Mueller Fund.
Okay.
PTG has so many things going on, and I'm out of the loop on that, so we'd have to ask Gwen or Carly those, yeah. Okay. But there's a purse raffle, there's Meet Santa Claus, Meet the Easter Bunny.
Now they're selling chocolate bars, Mums, and popcorn.
Wow, you're making me hungry.
I know.
Breakfast. Well, huh?
Let's buy something.
Wow.
There's a wonderful turkey dinner in November every year.
Coming up on Thanksgiving next month.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. And then for Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Carly, so if somebody wants to come in and take a tour, how would they get in touch with you and set up an appointment?
Yes, you can give us a call, 724-285-4986. Either myself or Miss Bonnie will answer the phone. You can visit our website at stwendolinschool.com, or like I talked about earlier, visit our Facebook or Instagram and see what kind of goofy things I have the teachers doing that day.
And we have Halloween coming up at the end of this month.
And the preschool Halloween
parade. Do they dress up?
It's the cutest
Halloween
thing in the world.
Ooh,
you have to check it out on our Instagram.
Check on that too. That just sounds like an awesome time. Now, Brenda, I want to go back to your early days. So you came in as a fourth grader and came back as a teacher. When you were teaching there, did it look different, smell different? Was it kind of, what was your feeling?
No, it was coming home.
It was coming
home. I had a job in another Catholic school in the area, which is a really nice Catholic school, making more money, and I quit it when there was an opportunity to come back to St. Wendelin's because it was coming home.
It's kind of like
my mother went there, all my aunts and uncles went there. They were the ones that carried the bricks. So I came home.
It was like kind of like the bunny slippers and a blanket. It's kind of like a comfort thing. The smells of it, like this is I'm home. And then that must have been kind of neat though that you were there as a youngster and then as an adult.
It was awesome.
And you're still there. You haven't left.
Well, right? I kind of did, but I have to have two homes now.
Yeah. You're like a pillar.
Yeah.
Like
a pillar. I don't know about that.
And the oldest Catholic school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, that's a nice, rich tradition. I love history. I'm a history buff. And I just think that you can really toot your own horn on this one. And, you know, not too many schools can say that. Tell us a little bit about how you keep that momentum going in Butler County.
Yeah, I think whenever the students themselves get to see the alumni or the Knights of Columbus or the parishioners come in and do things, waxing the floors, replacing the floors, making the outsides look nice, they can see that this parish wants to give back to you. Mm-hmm. And even with the regionalization, they're still able to be a part of the parish, which I think is really nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Gwen, do you want to add anything on that?
I want to add that it's not just us, it's generations of people who have been giving to this school. It is the lifeblood of the Butler County, Summit Township, Oakland Township community.
The legacy of building that their generations, it's like they're still there. The families and the farming community.
It's a family you're never going to have to get rid of.
That is, like I said, Little House on the Prairie,
exactly
right?
It.
I was up there probably last year just driving around and just coming into that campus, and it's beautiful. It's just nice and quiet, trees. Father Matt McLean is your pastor up there. Father Matt and I go way back. We started in the seminary. I'm a year ahead of him, ordination, but we're the same age. He's 2 days older than me, so I'm going to plug in Father Matt for that. But he's done a tremendous job.
Absolutely.
As the pastor.
Kids
They're
him.
Doing the school masses. Mm-hmm. You say he's kind of funny. He's goofy.
He is. But the kids love him.
The kids love him. He's a big kid.
He's absolutely
a big kid. Yeah.
He was there when I retired.
Retired too, yeah.
But the thing about St. Wendelin's is Mass, stations, rosary, prayer. It's part of every day, every class. I mean, we used to start with God is good all the time, God is good, every class. It's a Catholic school.
Catholic school, and that's why it's still there. Mm-hmm. The oldest Catholic church or Catholic school in the diocese. So, Carly Fogus, Gwen Dickey, and Brenda Wolf, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we are featuring in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus tells his apostles that he will suffer and die on that cross, but also the hope of the resurrection. And anyone who wants to follow him must first be last. So the last shall be first, the first shall be last, a very common theme that we often hear. And this is often referred to as a second passion prediction in the Gospel of Mark, as Mark explains about Jesus having the initial suffering and death, but giving us the resurrection. And motivated by selfish ambition, sometimes the apostles want to maybe get a little grumpy and argue about who's going to be the greatest, but Jesus kind of knocks them down and tells them that the host and the purest of all, and one who serves like a little one, will be humble. So let's be more humble, more simplistic, and always look at others before we first look at ourselves. And that famous saying, the last shall be first, the first shall be last. So as we focus on coming towards the end of the month of September, let us try to be a little bit more humble, a little bit more loving, a little bit more service. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Father Tom Burke on KDK Radio.